Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on
Japan, Japan Top 10.
Hi, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Haley.
And we are here with a top 10 episode for the month of September. So, yeah, I mean, we're approaching the end of the winter slash summer season, depending on where you are in the world. But yeah, how are you feeling about this countdown, Haley?
Listen, here in Hawaii, it's consistently summer. So, nice 80 degrees all the way around.
Yeah, well, down here in Australia, it's absolutely freezing. But we're seeing the end of it.
Okay, that's good. Then it'll be time for people to vacation in Australia.
Yeah. But that aside, we are here for a top 10. So before we get into our episode proper, we do have an announcement. We are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply.If you love Japanese music culture, then this will really be a great opportunity for you.
And with that, we'll jump into our first song. In number 10, we have Lilac by Miss Green Apple.
Number 10.
行くんだ今日もこの寿命の通りに限りある数字が減るように美しい数字が増えるように思い出の方向古いものだなの奥に埃をかぶってるのに埃が光って見えるようにそれの by my side funk up silent time行こったりの安全地帯ワンバーになる朝方の倦怠感サンバーホーム準急電車アフォニーにてスーパーハルトライラック君を待つよここでね痛み出す人生痛いの傷を愛しく思いたい世界があってもな忘れてしまう僕らは Oh, 何を経て何を得て大人になっていくんだろう機械だけのチャンスを見送ってしまうことがないようにいつでもかかっぼかしてたいだけども難しいように主人公の候補クラニジングを持ってたのに名前もないやのようなそれも踏み作れないようなたかが by my side くだらない愛をダウンサイ嘘つきにはなりたくないわざわざする胸さがたのうとまじさずらして乗る急行電車ああああ け置いてけぼりのような夜が嫌い、一人が怖い、わがままがこじれたビートオフ、不完全な思いもいかんせん大事にしたくて、不安だらけの日々でも愛してみる、感じたことのないクソみたいな敗北感も、どれもこれもか僕を突き動かしてる、鼓動が揺らすこの大地とハイタッチ、全てかけたあの夏も色褪せはしない、忘れられないな、今日を生きるために探すあてもないのに隠してしまう僕らは、oh, 何のために誰のために傷を増やしていくんだろう、雨が降るその後に緑が育つように、意味のないことはない信じて進もうか、答えがないことばかりだからこそ愛そうと思う、
and that was Lilac by Miss Green Apple. Miss Green Apple was formed in 2013. They made their major debut 2 years later in 2015 by releasing their mini album Variety through EMI Records.
For those who aren't aware of Mrs. Green Apple, currently the band has three members, Motoki Omori, Hiroto Wakai, and Ryoko Fujisawa.
When asked about the meaning of the band name, founding member Motoki Omori has said that they want to do their best with the mindset of a green apple that never ripens, and that they don't, in quotes, want to become too red and forget their original intentions. But he also admitted that the meanings of the name were added later. Originally, he just thought that the band name would be easier to remember if it had some kind of food in it. And he very much liked the way Green Apple sounded when someone said it at a restaurant.
The song that you've just heard, Lilac, was released on the 12th of April as the band's 9th digital single. Back in March, it was announced that the song would be used as the opening theme for the anime series Oblivion Battery, marking their first anime collaboration in 5 years.
The song was written as an answer to their previously released song Aoto Natsu, or Blue and Summer. Aomori said he wanted to express what an adult thinks about youth and invokes the impulsive feelings he once had as a student in a cover band. That's actually a really sweet meaning behind the song.
I don't know much about Oblivion Battery, but I can, like, based on a skim of what it's all about, it is a sports anime, I think, with some high school elements in there. I think part of the song could also be, like, applied to the premise of the show as well. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, we also did talk about Lilac in an earlier countdown back in June, I believe.
Yes, I think it's been in there for, like, it's been there like 2 or 3 months now. Like, it's still up there. But Miss Green Apple is always usually in the top 10 whenever they come out with a new song, because they're just really good.
Yeah, they've got some serious staying power. And moving on, at number 9 we have Redout by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 9.
やがたく
That was Red Out by Kenshi Yonezu. So Kenshi Yonezu began working in the music industry in 2009 as a Vocaloid producer under the name Hachi, and made his solo debut in 2012 after releasing an album under his own name.
Much of his music has seen commercial success, with his fourth album, Bootleg, charting for a year after its release, and his eighth single, Lemon, being the first song of an artist born in the Heisei era to reach 3 million downloads.
Worth pointing out that the Heisei era was the period of Japanese history when Akihito reigned over. This was, I think, between 1990 or 1989, thereabouts, to 2019, after which was the Reiwa era.
Oh, so he had a reputation to lift up. He had a reputation he had to build up, considering that was a good era for music.
Yes. It was a very, I guess, big period for music as well. So, yeah, Heisei era, it's no small potatoes. That aside, Red Out, the song that you've just heard, is a song from Kenshi Yonezu's sixth album, Lost Corner, which was released on the 21st of August. This album contains 20 songs, many of which are tie-ins for other media such as Chainsaw Man, The Boy and the Heron, and Final Fantasy.
He said that when he was a kid, his idea of an album was that it had many songs that he had never heard before. So, when Lost Corner had 11 songs that had already been released with only one or two new songs, he said it felt too lonely. The only way he could think of to remedy it was to add to the number of songs, which is how he ended up with so many.
Speaking of tie-ins, this song was also used in Spotify's ads for, well, Spotify.
Now that's actually really cool, and so many people use Spotify worldwide.
Yeah, it's an iconic brand, and I can imagine this song kind of like booming in popularity thanks to Spotify. But yeah, on its own right, I think the song is also a very good listen. The music video is also, it also kind of speaks to the kind of vibe that the song gives off as well. Like, it's a very intense song, same for the music video. Warning to listeners that, you know, the music video does have a lot of flashing lights, so if you have any photo sensitivity issues, do exercise some caution around that.
I'm sure there's a music video without the flashing lights, like maybe a lyric video that'll come out later. But Kenshi Yonezu is another artist that usually has really good staying power on this list as well.
Yeah, and I think this song in particular, well, I think there are many other songs just like it, but this song is kind of like a different dimension of Kenshi Yonezu's, you know, usual style. It's very intense. The lyrics are intense. You can even hear the intensity as well. Like, there's just so much energy.
Which is very counter to some of his previous songs, because, like, the first song that introduced me to him was Lemon. It's still probably one of my favorites of his, but that one's definitely much more mellow.
Yeah, I'd say the same as well. I think my introduction to Kenshi Yonezu was, like, Lemon and maybe even Flamingo.
I don't think I've heard Flamingo before. I didn't know he had a song called Flamingo. I'm gonna have to look that one up.
Yeah, I mean, they're not at all, like, high intensity. They're fairly mellow.
And with that, we have number 8, Butai ni Tate by Yosobi.
Number 8. 無邪気に思い描いた 未来の私の背中をひたすら追いかけたきっともうすぐ見えなくなる重なり合うそう信じているここが私の未来だ
And that was Butai ni Tate by Yosobi. Yosobi was formed in 2019 after a staff member from a novel posting website approached ISA, who was working as a Vocaloid producer, about creating a group that would write songs based on novels. ISA found a video of Ikura singing on Instagram and chose her to join him.
Yosobi was a name that was chosen by ISA. This name comes from the words yo, meaning nighttime, and asobi, meaning play. So together, the words make up, I guess, nighttime play or night play, or even nightlife or night activities, that kind of vibe. So Ayase has gone on to say that He considers Yuasobi to be an extension of themselves, so a bit like an extracurricular from what he and Ikura usually do. So, yeah, they are, like, I guess by all accounts, he does consider himself and Ikura to be working separately during the day, and, you know, they come together at night to be, to perform together as Yuasobi.
It kind of reminds me how, if I understand correctly, Japanese culture, you have your immediate family, and then you also have, like, your work family. And so, like, they're... The two of them kind of create a family that they go to at night to work, and they create fun, exciting stuff.
Yeah, I think it's definitely not a very, you know, uniquely Japanese kind of perspective to have. Like, I think, yeah, you are spending, you know, a lot of time amongst one another, you know, whether it's during the day or at night. So yeah, there's always, like, that sense of family.
Butai ni tate means standing on stage, and is the NHK 2024 sports theme. The song is played during the NHK's sports broadcasting, including during the Olympics and Paralympics.
Yuasobi also commissioned three manga artists to create manga with a sports theme. Jun Esaka wrote a novel based on the manga they made, and the song was written based on the novel.
Now that's cool. You have the novel based off of, like, a music group, and then they wrote the song based off the novel that they, like... Anyway, that's a lot of back and forth, but that's really cool on how that would have come about.
Yeah, I will say that when I first heard the song, I kind of had the impression that they just wrote a song about the Olympics, which it's pretty cool, considering there's not... There's kind of, like, a lot to work with, but also not a lot at the same time, if that makes sense. So, like, butai ni tatte, meaning, you know, standing on stage, it's basically all about, I guess, in the context of the Olympics, how big of a deal it is to be at the Olympics. You know, you're literally standing on the world stage of sports. And, you know, there's so much at stake. And, you know, you have to kind of give your best performance, that kind of thing. And for the longest time, I thought that it was really trying to convey the sort of, like, emotions that an athlete at the Olympics would feel.
Okay, I see what you're talking about now. People work so hard, the athletes work so hard to then be standing on, they want number one, but at least the top three. They work, and then once they're there, it's like they've achieved a huge thing in their life, and it's really rewarding. But also for the countries they represent as well.
That's right. But that aside, the song also has a very strong anime opening theme kind of sound to it, and I think it really helps create a sense of, like, hype for, you know, a sporting event as important as the Olympics.
I wonder if they are going to make an anime based off of it. I think that'd be really cool.
Oh, I mean, I've heard that I don't remember the organization name, but I think it's, like, the International Olympics Committee or something like that. They are very, I guess, tight-fisted when it comes to, I guess, trademarks and intellectual properties. But you never know. They have done Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Why not an anime?
It's always a possibility.
And at number 7, we have Inazuma by Number I.
Number 7.
Inazuma.
未来の俺に出す神、俺は前に到着神、音で鼓膜揺らすまさに雷、体現する衝撃インレビカリ、日本の男子フロマンフミチョピク三本の光、
余裕で100人の束、もらうバラの春束、君がもらったランバーだ、この3人で座る技、
太陽にダンクライト冗談、このハンモンが君のコンマーク、ノイズキャンセリング赤仮面なんかデジタルリブイス We just right here カップメネズメ、取り越したエナズメ、三本の衝撃エナズメ、ズメズメズメズメズメズメ、走るエナズメ、エナズメズメズメズズズズメズメズメ、
これが3発目のショット、分からずや分からず3匹のカラスのテラー、3本になびかり逃げて、もっと上もっと上もっと上もっと上、
No way
人類最速で蹴散らす、
No way 冷めきったハートは燃やして、
No way
帰らせ Take my story
千本指超える、 1,2,3 落
ち込む Take a step 手で高手で蹴積み浴びてきてみたいだな、
なることなしこと注目でぶちかる、今の狙った目の無駄だな、
だなだな花舞いたくなる、この世界マジビート、
一から数えて見つめたビース、日々精進タイトルってことない過去全部ショット突き止めろ、僕らはこれが三発目のショット、分からずよ分からず三匹のカラスの手を出す、三本の闇狩り逃げて、もっと上もっと上もっと上もっと上、人類最速で蹴散らす、
飛
び切ったハートは燃やして、
雷鳴プロテクトマストリー、
三本指加える、 One, two, three。
That was Inazuma by Number I.For those who aren't aware of Number I, that, they are a three-member group composed of Yuta Jinguchi, Sho Hirano, and Kishi Yuta, all of which are former members of the boy band King and Prince.
Kishi came up with the group name, and Yuta and Sho agreed on it. The I stands for the number one and only one, signifying their want to be one of a kind and rise to the top. It also represents the Japanese word for love.I, which is spelled A-I, and also I as in me in English.
They debuted in January with their first digital single, Goats.
Inazuma, which means lightning in English, is the lead single of their upcoming full album, Number One.
Yes, it could also be read as Number I or No One. Who knows, it's really open to interpretation.But that aside, the song that you've just heard, Inazuma, was released on the 19th of August and was downloaded 54,560 times in its first week.
Whoa, that's a good amount of downloads.
Yeah, it's a very fun song. It's a very, I guess, like the thing about boy bands is that, you know, they're all about spectacle and style, and the music video really kind of like leans into that. And...I think this is like the first music video they've done as well. I could be very much wrong about it. But yeah, it's a very gentle introduction to Number I.
I do think that it's great that they're former man members already, so they already know how each other works. Because it's always sad when a brand that's really good breaks apart. So the fact that like three of them were able to like regroup and do something else together, I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, I think fans will be very shocked by... them, I guess, essentially rebanding or rebranding, really. Sorry, was that a terrible lightning joke there?
Oh, rebranding, haha.
Oh, no, I meant a shock.
Oh, the shock? Oh, no, that one went right over my head.
Oh, that's fine. But yes, I think, nevertheless, the group did give a very electrifying performance.
Oh, shock, I get it now. It took me so long.
Yeah.
Sometimes I gotta pay attention to what I read. Oh man, that was funny. Okay, it just took... I don't know what was funnier, the joke or the fact that it took me, like, eons to actually get the joke.
I mean, the great part of a joke is just that you don't expect it.
Yeah, with me, you gotta be, like, bluntly obvious that it's a joke. Otherwise, it's gonna go... Wing. Anyway, no, it was a good joke. Just, I was just oblivious. It's midnight here. Okay, and...Before we go to our next song, we have an announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Up next, we have High Five by Mii.
Number 6.
High five, high five. I got that good tension. High five, high five. Like a diamond, diamond, diamond. Tie it all to my sweat. Give me lemon, lemon, lemon. Give me gold, like a set, like a star. It's your need to be the star. So now it's a high, me need to hide. It's a man, oh, and go, go. But I was too late.
Mii is a group of 11 girls, the finalists of the show Produce 101 Japan The Girls, which brings on 101 girls with the goal of creating a permanent 11-girl group.
The name Mii was chosen because it sounds like the Japanese word mirai, or future in English, and conveys the idea of an idol loved by everyone, an idol of the future who moves forward jointly towards the future.
They debuted in April with their first single, Mirai.
High Five is their second single and was released on the 28th of August, along with two promotional singles, Cookie Party and Our Diary.
I ain't gonna lie, I read the Mirai part and I was like, boy, do I wish this band was created around the time Mirai and Nikki came out so they could do like the opening or the ending song for that show.
Yeah, but I think the kind of music that was around at the time wouldn't, I guess, they wouldn't be doing the kinds of music back then that they're doing right now. I'm not very clued into Produce 101, but I think that was an adaptation of the original Korean show, and yeah, you can probably imagine the kind of music that, you know, that would be featured on the Japanese counterparts.
Yeah, the music would definitely be different, but who knows, it might have helped make the show a little better. I'm not sure if you've ever seen Mirai Nikki, but I just think that's funny that the name is the same.
Yeah, it would be a very interesting thought to have, because this song is, I guess...
does not suit the mood at all. Like, I agree on that part.
Yes, that's right. It is a very fun summer song, whereas Mirai Nikki is like, if I remember correctly, it's basically Evangelion and time travel and gore and murder and all that kind of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes you have to have, like, the most upbeat songs, though, with some of the darker anime. You gotta lift it up a bit, you know?
Yeah.
I will say, I do kind of like the way they abbreviated their name, because how it's spelled is M-E, and then colon, and then an I. So you still say Mi-I, but... So the way I think they abbreviated it was smart.
Yeah, like, I think that's really, like, a fun thing about these kinds of groups, is that they always try to find, you know, creative ways of naming themselves. Yeah, like, I guess Exhibit A being number I.
That one's Exhibit A. We can go on to Exhibit C, and D, and J, and Z.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I wish I was cultured enough to know of other groups, but it's not really my kind of music. But nevertheless, the kind of sound that Mi-I brings is probably one that will have some strong staying power, and it will be a very memorable name for, I guess, weeks or months to come. And before we move on to our next song, we have another announcement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's nola@jtop10.jp. Along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast. And back onto our countdown. At number 5, we have Skirt by Aiko.
Number 5.
Dude!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That was Skirt by Ikor. So for those who aren't aware of Ikor, like, I'd be surprised if you don't. Ikor, who is also known as Ikor Yanai, is a singer-songwriter known for many songs such as Hanabi, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira.
She became an FM Osaka radio host in 1996 before she released her first EP independently in 1997 and made her major debut with the single Ashita, or Tomorrow, in 1998.
Skirt is a song on Aiko's 16th album, Zanshin Zanshyo, or in English, Late Summer Heat.
While the album was released on August 28th, it was announced that Skirt would be released early, and it became available to download on August 21st through a teaser video on Aiko's YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, this song is kind of everything I expect about Aiko's music. It doesn't do anything new, like, too new, but it's a very familiar and comfortable kind of sound, so, yeah.
I will say, Aiko's growing on me, because I was definitely not a fan of her music when I first started hearing it. I tend to like much faster upbeat songs, like the stuff the Official Hige Dandism puts out. But her slow tempo, and I'll use the word you did, comforting. It's a comfort kind of music.
Yeah.
So I've grown an appreciation for her style. And I don't speak Japanese, but I do hear that her lyrics are really great. And I think that for people who can speak Japanese, that might really help with them hearing a song that they find solace in.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, like, what I like about Aiko's music is that it has that sort of uncompromising sort of 2000s, late 90s, 2000s sound. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's very rare to see someone, you know, maintain it after so many decades, such as, like, you know, for her especially, it's, she's been going at, like, what, 20 years at this point, so.
I put Aiko on the list for a long time, and something I remember reading is, she had a lot of musical influences, both from her family and from like other artists. And so I think knowing her musical tastes, I think that's one of the ways she's able to keep up her current style and still be very successful.
What I will say is that even though, like, I guess lyrically or even, you know, based on the sound itself, it might not do anything too new, the music video is kind of like a separate experience. It's very colorful, it's very fun, befitting of, I guess, the summer season, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. And yeah, I was hoping to find some really deep meaning in it, but I was like, yeah, it features Aiko wearing a skirt, and yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect, but I shouldn't have been surprised.
On to our fourth song, we have Garakuta by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 4.
ねえ、どうしても僕らはうまくできなくて。
And that was Gorakuta by Kenshi Yonezu. Gorakuta, or meaning junk, is another song from Lost Corner. It is used as theme song for the movie The Last Mile.
This song was the second song that Kenshi submitted to be used for the movie. The song was influenced by his own experiences and the phrase, "It doesn't matter if it's broken," which is part of a recorded speech that plays on garbage trucks.
The phrase has had a strong meaning on him since he was a child, as he felt it was sad to say that something was broken and that it was better if it was whole. He believed that the phrase had a similar nature to something fundamental about him, and he continued to make songs with the theme of "it doesn't matter if it's broken" in mind, though he didn't have a clear idea of where he wanted the album to go. Since he had the theme in mind, when he listened back to it, he felt as though it unintentionally had a common direction. I think I get what he's saying as far as people say that something's broken and so they, because it's not whole, they toss it. And I think this is what's called the concept of wabi-sabi in Japan.
That's right.
Where if something's, I think the concept is you gotta find the beauty in the imperfections, and there's like an art based off of it where they have like a broken teacup or plate or something, and they'll like glue back together using gold colored something. I'm not sure what the adhesive is, but the broken thing then becomes even more beautiful due to the gold adhesive. So there's beauty within the shattered parts of the object.
Yeah, I think what you're describing there is called kintsugi, which is, I guess, you know, bonding through gold.
That's it.
Yeah, like definitely, like you've described exactly what I was thinking as well. Like, it is all about finding beauty in imperfection. And yeah, it is a very thoughtful, creative process. And I think it really shows in this music video as well. And yeah, I would have to say that this is probably one of my favorite Kenshi Yonezu songs as well.
Oh man, this song actually made me miss my roommate, because when we first became roommates, she was telling me she has an affinity for broken teacups and plates. So, like, if there's a chip on them, that's the one she wants. Because I think she and her parents would go to stores, and if anything was like damaged, even the stores had to discount them and sell them at a good price. So her family would always buy all the like cracked, chipped things. And so it was really sweet. So if I ever like dropped a teacup or dropped a plate, I didn't ever have to throw them away. She was like, "Oh, I'll absolutely take them." So it was really sweet the fact that she would still use something I didn't consider like worth keeping. So it was very nice to have her be able to do that. And it got me used to using things as well, even if normally I wouldn't consider using it.
Yeah, definitely. I think even in things like supermarkets where, you know, you have produce that doesn't quite look right, but it's discounted, people still, you know, I guess love it as equally as if you, you know, as if it was fresh. It's a song that has a lot of depth, and it is a very, I guess, relatable feeling, whether it is like love as the song describes it, or just anything that has imperfections really. What I will say is that this song is also like a very, you know, I think when we were talking about Red Art, we sort of talked about how, I guess, we were fond of Kenshi Yonezu's slower, more mellow kinds of songs. This is definitely a very mellow, or at least a very soft song.
This was more of like the Kenshi Yonezu I've come to know and expect. I've heard some of his faster songs, but it's definitely more, it's not what he usually does.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But I liked both.
Yeah, I think this is a very good palate cleanser for Kenshi Yonezu's typical music. And moving on, at number 3 we have Koesuru Hikari by Naniwa Danshi.
Number 3.
してもどこにもなかったはずの答えがいつもこの胸に隠れてたなんて伝えたくてできなくて過ぎた時間それすら好きだった恋をして恋しくて揺れた光が反射して交差して君を照らした重なってすれ違ってそのすべてがあの日からきらめいていたんだずっと失敗も後悔も君と過ごせば大切で大切でこぼれた涙プリズムが描いた虹色の想い出君に届け恋の歌目が合うたび鳴り響く鼓動がバレないように
was Koisuru Hikari by Naniwa Danshi. Naniwa Danshi is a 7-member idol group that was formed in 2018. The name Naniwa is the old name of Osaka and Danshi means boy. They released their debut single, Ubu Love, or First Love, in 2021 and performed it at the 73rd Kohaku Utagassen in 2022.
Koisuru Hikari, or Loving Light, is their 7th single released on August 28th.
It is the theme song for the movie We Don't Know Love Yet, based on the manga series of the same name, which was released on the 23rd of August.
Their website calls Koisuru Hikari a full-power real love song that expresses the intertwining feelings of love like a prism in the lyrics and is packed with life-sized youth.
Yep, life-sized youth, it definitely shows in this song.
That was a very elegant way of putting the song. Intertwining feelings of love like a prism. I feel like that's like some sort of masterful poetry right there.
Yeah, I was hoping for exactly that, but I think I was a little bit disappointed. But not that it was a bad song. It's just that this group and this song in particular wasn't my cup of tea. Yeah, idol music just it was never something I was into.
What genre do you usually listen to?
I guess it's more slower music. Like not to spoil this countdown, but I have been really into Fujikaze. So yeah, that kind of music is something that I enjoy.
Okay, and Fujikaze has been killing it this year. He's coming out with some great stuff.
This year? When has he not been killing it?
Touche. Sorry. I should say he's been killing it ever since he debuted.
Yeah.
But I just know this year I think I've had him on the charts consistently. I don't remember one script this year that he was not on there.
Yeah. I think he's been very consistently on everyone's, like, I guess, rotation. That aside, what I will say about Naniwa Danshi is that I was a little bit skeptical about them being positioned as a male idol group, but after hearing this song, it was like, yeah, okay, it definitely is kind of like an idol song that happens to be performed by boys.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. At number two, we have Familier by Miss Green Apple.
Number two.
Kimi ni misetai keshiki ga aru. Boku no suki wo tomotte kureru kana. Kimi ni agetai subete ga aru.気のする どこからか始まる一人感触は焦ってしまうけど確かなメモリアル温かな大事なもの唯一のファミリエ僕に見せたい景色がある 自分を認めてあげられるかないつの間にか全てじゃなく譲れないところが増えてくでもねどうかしてんじゃないかともう恋をする日も来る時代の車輪に一か一部となり飲まれてく やつでしょ心にもないような言葉でがみ合えど解けない魔法と現実いつかのメモリアルささやかな慣れがある場所本当はユーフォリア風に運ばれる旅一人を知るんだろうここまでが手だ手帳はと呼べんだろう終わらせ方は僕次第泣けるエンドをどこからかまた呼ばれるわ僕と君感情は忘れないでしょ確かなメモリアル心が帰れる場所愛しのファミリエ
and that was Familier by Miss Green Apple. On June 27th, Honda held a commercial launch event, at which it was announced that Miss Green Apple had written a song specifically for the commercial for the new Honda Freed.
On the 8th of August, it was announced that the song that you've just heard, Familier, would be released as their 13th digital single on the 9th of August. The video of the members playing bass and guitar for the song was released the very next day.
Familier also marks the end of the 5-month-long series of consecutive releases for the band that began with the release of Lilac.
Yeah, it must have been a massive undertaking to try and write a song about a car.
I actually haven't seen the Honda Freed, but I have a Honda car myself. I love Honda products.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go out of my way to watch a car ad, but yeah, I mean, based on the lyrics and based on like the sound, I can imagine it being in a car commercial, and yeah, it definitely does, I guess, fit both as part of the commercial and, you know, on its as its own thing. Yeah, if I didn't know any better, I would have imagined that this song would be more of like a love song that you would hear on a TV drama.
Do you know what language Familier is?
Good question.
Because I feel like it's got to be a word, but because I was about to read it as family, just misspelled. But
yeah, well, after quickly googling it, the first result is German, but I don't think that's how you'd pronounce it in German or Dutch.
If anyone is German or Dutch, forgive us our enunciation of this word.
Yes, and also forgive Mrs. Green Apple for also, I guess, using Familier in the lyrics.
Why can't they use it in the lyrics?
I mean, they do use it in the lyrics. It's just that, like, we're never sure if that's the correct way to pronounce it.
Oh, I gotcha, because they do pronounce it Familier as well.
Yep.
So, okay, but the song's still good, and this is Mrs. Green Apple's, like, second song on the list after Lilac. Did you have a preference on which one you preferred, Lilac or Familier?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say both of them are pretty good. I think this one is kind of, like, it was a more natural sort of listen to me, this song. But maybe it's because, yeah, we've kind of been listening to Lilac for the past 2 months, so it's like, it's kind of gotten old by then. But what I will say is that, yeah, like, I think we talked about Columbus in a previous episode. I felt that was a bit of a weird song. It's supposed to be a summer kind of song where, you know, it's all about fun, but yeah. Oof, that music video was a bit much.
I found the music video hilarious, to be honest.
Yeah, the online discourse around that music video was very interesting, because, yeah, I think, like,
I know they pulled it down, but I still found it funny, so I'm glad I watched it before they pulled it down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a very ill-advised song, but also at the same time, yeah, that song was kind of like, I felt it was very strangely a miss for Mrs. Green Apple.
I've noticed a lot, they like to have some fun when trying to, like, make their songs. And so some songs they'll do very seriously, and other times they're, like, trying to have fun with them. And so I feel like all the songs they do are good, but you're right, there are hits and misses, especially whenever you are trying to, like, do something different. It's just you try and see how people react to it.
Yeah, and I think Mrs. Green Apple they have a sort of identity. It's all about feel-good music, so yeah, like, you know, there's bound to be hits and misses when you're doing the same thing.
Oh, you know who makes some good goofy music videos? Sekai no Owari. They make some funny music videos.
Oh, yeah, and their songs are also, like, really fun as well. Okay, and we're down to our last song for this countdown, and that is Feeling Good by Fujikaze.
Number 1.
Yeah.
That was Feeling Good by Fujikaze. Fujikaze began playing piano and learning English at around 3 years old. With encouragement from his dad, he began uploading videos of his piano, electone, and saxophone performances to YouTube at the age of 12.
He made his major debut in 2019 with his single Nan Nan.
Feeling Good is Fuji's 13th digital single. Released on the 26th of July, it is used in the commercial for Laundrin's new detergent scent, which Fuji himself narrates.
When asked what he liked most about the song's lyrics, Fuji mentioned that he liked the line, "My heart is at a loss for words, and all I can feel is love."
Yeah, I mean, this song is, in my opinion, very justifiably number one. It's a very fun song to, I guess, end the summer. It's very... Like, it doesn't have some super serious lyrics, and it definitely doesn't have a super serious music video, which is otherwise a massive, trippy dream sequence.
Which is very different from, like, what I know mostly of Fujikaze's. I've heard some of his faster stuff, but, like, his stuff tends to be a little more serious and powerful. So to hear something that was more lighthearted was actually, like... I still love his other stuff, but this was kind of, like, a nice refresher.
That's right. Yeah, I think this song in particular also makes for some really easy listening, which I think is probably why it's at number one. Like, I can't imagine this song not having a lot of playtime.
And now we have our indie spotlight, Suki ni Saserareta by Enemy Fleck.
Ah, 構だな。気にしちゃうんだ。何してる？どこにいる？彼氏でもないのに好きを見せられた。本当に沼ちゃんはあざとさに優しさに振り回されてる。好きにさせられた、そうだな。
And that was Suki ni Sasurareta by Enemy Fleck. Enemy Fleck is a three-piece rock band from Chiba. The band formed in 2019 with members Kaito on guitar and vocals, Takumi on bass, and Shin on drums. They met in their high school music club.
Suki ni Sasurareta, or You Made Me Fall for You, is the band's fifth single, which was released in July of 2024. It's a light-hearted song about having a crush in school.
Enemy Fleck can be found on Instagram X, also known as Twitter. I'm still calling it Twitter, and I think everyone else is too. TikTok and YouTube.
I wish I had a lot to say about this song, but I don't. It's a it is exactly as it says on the tin. It's a love song. It has a lot of anime opening theme kind of energy. It's a very fun song to listen to for sure.
Hopefully as they grow, we'll see them more on the list as well once they climb the charts. But this was actually a really good song to have as an indie, very upbeat. But yeah, so hopefully we can see them more on the charts once they grow. But definitely a band worth following, I think.
Yes, especially if you're trying to figure out what Enemy Fleck means. Hopefully we'll figure that out next episode or whichever episode they'll be featured in. Well, we are at the end of the episode. But not to worry, next week Shana and Andy will tell you all about the beauty of Japanese gardens in our newest cultures episode. But until then, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Haley.
And thank you for tuning in.
Yes, thank you all.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouth-watering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.